This is 89.3 WRKF in Baton Rouge and WRKF.org. I'm Amy Jeffries. It's Friday, time for some insight. A week ago, the Brookings Institution released its latest analysis of metro economic data, for the first time focusing on infrastructure employment. The Baton Rouge area is ranked 15th nationally for the share of overall employment made up by infrastructure jobs. Brookings researcher Joseph Kane, who co-authored the study, is with me to explain what it means for our city. Thanks for being here.
Thanks, Amy.
So first of all, you're taking a wider view of infrastructure jobs with this study than policymakers and researchers have typically done. It's not just building roads and bridges and sewer systems.
Right. So, I mean, I think up to this point, we really have looked at infrastructure jobs just in terms of those short-term construction, shovel-ready sort of opportunities, which I think partly results from the Great Recession and the Recovery Act and stimulus spending measures. And while those jobs are certainly important to get projects moving on the ground, just through our other research, particularly looking at infrastructure investment at the metropolitan level in Baton Rouge, New Orleans, and elsewhere, these projects are much more than just roads and bridges, but then also our water systems, our energy systems, our telecommunication systems, and particularly those systems related to trade and logistics, which plays an enormous role in areas like Baton Rouge, which has one of the largest ports in the country. So by taking this comprehensive look at infrastructure jobs, we really didn't honestly know what we'd find, just because there was so little precedent out there in this direction. And so when we found that there were over 14 million workers nationally, or about one out of every 10 workers employed in infrastructure jobs, the number is simply enormous. But it's really those smaller areas that may have huge port facilities, huge energy facilities, where the share of these workers really stand out. So in other words, in Baton Rouge, more than 12.6% of all of its workers are involved in directly supporting infrastructure.
Do these jobs pay well?
Absolutely. So, I mean, you know, this isn't just exclusive to places like New York or Washington or Miami. We see this everywhere, including Baton Rouge and New Orleans and Houston and Jackson, Mississippi, throughout the country. And, you know, the fact that we like to point to is that workers, particularly those at the lower income levels, tend to earn 30% higher wages than workers who are employed in other occupations nationally. So this not only includes higher paying specialized occupations like nuclear engineers and hydrologists, but then also telecommunication line installers, septic tank servicers, petroleum pump operators. These are real large jobs that are going to be around for quite some time, where there are good paying opportunities, and more importantly, that the barriers to entry into these jobs are quite low in terms of formal education. Only 12% of these workers hold a bachelor's degree or higher, and they generally rely on skills that are developed on the job.
So as you said, these infrastructure jobs make up a relatively large proportion of employment in Baton Rouge, and they pay well. But in Baton Rouge, it often feels as if there is no middle or very little mm-hmm. middle class. In 2011, even, the Huffington Post ranked Baton Rouge as number 10 on its list of cities with the greatest income inequality based on census data. So how does that jive with what you have found with regard to infrastructure jobs?
Nationally, you know, and just in headlines, we constantly hear about issues of income inequality, how kind of the top percent of workers are earning significantly higher wages than those at kind of the lower end. And, you know, in infrastructure jobs in particular, we see that this disparity isn't as marked. So in other words, you know, we see the truck drivers in particular, a lot of unionized workers may be earning higher wages at the lower end. But then, you know, workers even at the 90th percentile in these jobs are earning about 2.5 to 3 times those at these lower levels. So really, the equitability in these jobs is notable in that respect.
So do you see then potential in infrastructure for Baton Rouge to resolve the wage disparity here? Is that part of the solution to closing that income gap, which is so great here?
Well, again, I think, you know, this report is kind of a first step in addressing these issues. There's obviously a lot of, you know, a lot of considerations, whether these jobs are part-time or full-time, whether they're temporary or permanent, the location of the job. Are workers even able to get from their home to the place of work in a reasonable time and manner? There are a lot of separate issues that we need to address here, the training programs, the career pathway opportunities, that we're really just starting to scratch the surface. But I think, you know, the fact that we're kind of moving beyond sort of these short-term, shovel-ready type jobs, which are, again, significant in many areas to actually get projects going. But I think since we're moving beyond that, we're starting a larger conversation moving forward that, hey, you know, there are good-paying jobs out there, and they're not just isolated to certain markets.
So as you were saying, these are largely ongoing jobs, long-term jobs in the operation of infrastructure rather than in its construction alone.
That's right. So out of that 14 million infrastructure total for the workforce, we found that more than three quarters of these workers, 77%, tend to actually be involved in operating, maintaining, and otherwise using these systems versus only 15% involved in construction. So that really, you know, that breakdown kind of flips the prevailing debate on its head, you know, up to this point where we really have been looking at a very small slice of the pie overall. I mean, while the construction workers certainly play an enormous role in physically installing the systems at the beginning of their life, clearly when we construct a new bridge or a new road, you know, that project may last a couple years, but in many cases, those infrastructure systems are around for many decades after that. And so, you know, this report is really a first step in that respect at looking at really those workers that are involved in overseeing and really running these economically vital systems for many years.
Joseph Kane is a researcher with the Brookings Institution and co-author of the new study, The Extent and Impact of U.S. Infrastructure Jobs. Thanks again for sharing your research.
Great. Thanks, Amy.
I'm Amy Jeffries. This is 89.3 WRKF.